Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Gut Wrench Podcast. My name is Mocha. This is going to be the fastest episode of the Gut Wrench Podcast that you've ever seen in your entire life. No, I'm not going to sit here and rant about things that happened to me, you know, and make you feel as though that my life is so bad and my life is so horrible or any sort of degrading comments that I'm going to be making toward my family, or for that matter, for anyone who may be listening. And I understand that some of you are absolute sadists, and you love the fact that maybe I say stuff about, you know, my crackhead family, or for that matter, my drug addicted mother, things of that nature. This is going to be the fastest episode of the Gut Wrench Podcast, simply because I can't make an episode this week, unfortunately, and I didn't want to wait until Tuesday before I finally rushed out an episode from 1999, but at the same time, I didn't want to not do an episode, and then it just be like, didn't do an episode last week because work got so hectic, and, you know, like, I hate coming up with those excuses the week after, because it always makes me feel as though that I'm lowballing my audience. And at the same time, I'm lowballing my audience right now by telling you that this is going to be the quickest episode of the Gut Wrench Podcast, because, one, I'm not going to be degrading myself to hopelessness and all the other dog shit, bullshit, and nonsense that you might hear from me, like you usually do. Two, I'm not going to do one of those random episodes wherever I get on here and then I talk about, Chuck Norris came to my door, and then he knocked on my door, and then I was like, what are you doing here, man? You know, just one of those random episodes, like, those episodes that I've done like that before, especially like the last one that I did, I think, something about a fever dream, me being in the hospital, I talked to a tiger. The last one after that was like, something to do with like, somebody leaving their email for me and then telling me to text them because I was hanging out with Pitbull. You know, like, I do those as like a comedy sketch, but a comedy sketch wrestling show, you know, like, the irony in that, because who can take this guy seriously if he's a comedy sketch wrestling show, you know, like, putting that in air quotes, by the way. Nonetheless, last week I told you about a product or a service called superpayme.com. Well, now I've got something a little bit better, just a little bit better, and yes, I am farming Bitcoin in the background, in case you were wondering. There will be a link in the description below, not of me farming crypto in the background, or Bitcoin in the background, or whatever else. By the way, I checked the balance of that Bitcoin before I get to the description below, like I was talking about earlier. I checked the balance of that Bitcoin, that I have, and it's around 300k, if I'm right, because it's hard to read numbers that go that high, but if I'm right, it's around 300k and $21 and like 57 cents, and I was like, what the fuck, dude, what the fuck, $21, I owe the app store like $280, and then I was like, just what am I going to do about that? I thought that this was going to be a experience of, oh yeah, they're giving me the money. They're giving me the free money. That's what they're doing. They're like, they don't even know, man. I know how much crypto is worth. That's what I was thinking. You know, I was like, I know how much crypto is worth. They're going to just sit there and let me farm crypto? No, they're practically farming crypto at this level, 0.0001. You know, like, if there were two more zeros there, I would be farming absolutely no crypto for, like, until, like, 5 hours. 5 hours, and then I would farm maybe one you know, like 1/110 of a crypto or something. I don't know. It's stupid. It's stupid. Like I said, this is going to probably be the fastest episode, but it's also going to benefit you, the people. You, the listener who is listening right now, I know that you're struggling because I'm struggling. And strugglers, we have that in common. Not to sound like a Scott. Oh man, what's that guy's name? He's on YouTube. Scott Kramer video. Sorry, I almost forgot the man's name. He always does his videos wherever he's like strugglers, and then he'll let the strugglers know what's happening. And he does some pretty entertaining content too. Maybe you want to check out Scott Kramer on YouTube. But if not, then, you know, that's up to you. He's pretty entertaining though. He's pretty funny. He keeps telling this story that he, before I get to that link that I was talking about, but he keeps telling this story that he auditioned for Deal or No Deal, and also they stole his idea for a commercial, and he even showed the template to the commercial and the commercial that he had sent them, and he's making a convincing argument. Nonetheless, the link in the description below is for a service, rather, not a product, a service that is free to use. It is called Rewardy.io, and it is going to help you, yes, you who's listening right now, it is going to help you to make money. What kind of money? I'm talking money that you can keep in your wallet. Money that you can show off to all your friends. You know, can you rub two pennies together? Nope, because I keep big bills in genuine leather. I definitely didn't steal that from an 80s rap song. You know, just gotta keep busting at life. And if they mess with me, then I'm gonna bust them in the nose and then I'll bust them twice. You know, stuff like that. But if you, I swear, entertainment is my forte. But if you, the listener, the struggler, are having trouble paying your bills, then you can cash out in as, I think that the video that I watched said the cash out minimum is like $2. And you're going to earn $2.80 from watching videos using this server. Service, not server. I'm so sorry. They might have an app, but I would recommend using the website. You know, just throwing it out there. So if they do have an app. But I'm going to have to grind out like $280-some just to pay the almost said electricity bill. Just to pay my electricity bill. Cue the sad music. Like $280 just to pay like my subscription fee for this bill, because every time that the Apple tries to, like, they're trying to take the money off my card because it's a subscription fee, and then they're like, oh, we're sorry, but you don't have enough money on your account. It's almost like they're laughing at me, because like every 5 hours they'll say, hey, we're trying to take the money off your account, but we're not able to. Also, on an unrelated note, even though it should be a related note, because we are here in a wrestling context, sort of, kind of. Anyway, the name of that website is Rewardy.io, by the way, if I didn't already say that. Rewardy.io. There will be a link in the description below. In an unrelated note, which should be a related note, by the way, we are officially, and I probably should have said this like a month ago, whenever like Elimination Chamber happened in February, but we are officially on the road to WrestleMania. Now, WrestleMania is billed to be this extravagant event, you know, oh my God, fireworks, Kid Rock, yeah, you know, Cardi B, she's going to be at WrestleMania. No way. Oh, man, I need to get my tickets. But here's my question to you, the listener. If you're a wrestling fan, and even if you're not a wrestling fan, you know, let me put this in a football context, seeing as though that everybody and their mom, like I said before, watches football in some context or knows a little bit about football. Ugh, pisses me off. Anyway, and not only that, but we're also in March, which means March Madness, which means that I have to, if I'm going to be out somewhere, I'm going to have to pass by two or three or four or five people who are going to be having a conversation. Usually it's an older demographic. Usually it's like older men who have some subsequent, you know, like history with basketball. Like some of them might be coaches for a girls volleyball team or something. I don't know. Some of them might be like coaches for a middle school basketball team. The point is that most of the time it's just old guys. That's what I'm trying to get at here. Sometimes they're standing up and they're talking to each other, and I just so happen to be walking by. And sometimes they're sitting down at like the McDonald's enjoying their coffee in the morning or something. It's extremely annoying whenever you're trying to deviate away from any of that. And don't worry, I'm going to get to my point here in just a minute. The March Madness shit, it needs to stop. There's nothing madness is happening right now. But people are like, oh my God, it's March Madness. You better pick your brackets. You better pick them brackets, boy. You better pick them brackets. Who do you see going to the finals this year? Who the fuck cares? Anyway, I'm going to put this in a context from a football context, seeing as though that everybody and their mom somehow watches football, listens to a football broadcast on the radio or some dog shit cockamamie bullshit like that, okay? Let's say that football, I know that the World Series is played in a game of seven, right? Follow me here. I know that hockey is played in a game of seven. The Stanley Cup, believe it or not, it's a seven-game series, for those of you who don't know, because the winner of the World Series and the winner of the Stanley Cup, believe it or not, you have to win four games because the opposing team can win no more than three games. Does that make sense? Because there's seven games total. So if you have two teams, then the winning team would have to win four, three and three being, of course, the tie. That makes sense, right? In a wrestling contest, however, that this absolutely, to me, makes no sense. Even though I want to applaud WWE. I want to give them their flowers. I want to give them a huge, you know, round of applause because they figured out a way to milk the system just a little bit. What if we sold... And this is in a football context, and then I'll bring it back around to wrestling. What if they sold, let's say, tickets for the Super Bowl, but it was more than just the Super Bowl? It was more than just a one-day game. Let's put it that way. In WrestleMania's case, it is a two-day event. They couldn't just start it early in the morning. Have you waken up early in the morning just to get to the building so that they could feel out the building so that they could be there for 8 or 9 hours just to provide you with the entertainment that you need? What if, like, football was like that? The Super Bowl, for instance. Imagine in some context, okay? Imagine Super Bowl Sunday turned into Super Bowl 2 days. Let me tell you why this wouldn't work. You might be able to persuade your boss to give you Super Bowl Sunday off, provided that there's a ticket for them. Usually it's an older male. So, provided that you can get your boss a Super Bowl ticket, yeah, sure, he's going to have fun for a little bit, or for that matter, maybe you should be like, hey, you're my boss, you should pay for it, you dumb fuck. Maybe he's going to have fun. And I'm saying he, because genuinely speaking, like 89% of you guys are literally older gentlemen. I don't understand the context either. But anyway, what I mean to say is that it is extremely frustrating to know that your boss would give you Super Bowl Sunday off, right? Like, have fun at the Super Bowl. But what if you came to your boss and then you was like, hey, Super Bowl's this Sunday, and I've got two tickets. I was thinking about taking you and, you know, maybe, for that matter, if it was a two-day event, wouldn't it be like, you know, you would have to buy tickets for day one and then day two? And that's what I'm talking about. WWE, Triple H, or Vince McMahon, or WWE in a whole has found a way to sort of milk the system, you know? Like, selling tickets for a two-day event. Odds are you're going to be able to make it to WrestleMania day one because that's what you asked for. You know, off work. Odds are you're going to have to call in for WrestleMania day two and then hope and pray that none of your other subsequent co-workers show up and you don't end up sitting beside of them for WrestleMania day two because maybe they asked for day two off. Maybe there was a match at WrestleMania Day 2 that they wanted to see, but not Day 1. The way that I see it, WrestleMania is a better event. I'm sorry, what I mean to say is WrestleMania access. The week or the 2 weeks leading up to WrestleMania, whenever they have your favorite superstars in a booth, and then you get to take their picture. You get to ask them to take videos with you, get their autographs, ask them questions, you know, sort of pick their brains a little bit. Maybe even get, like, I would hate to say this, but maybe even get, like, their phone number or some contact information, provided that they can get you in touch with the right people. Because that had been up to me, I would want a 5-star review on my podcast, this particular podcast. I would want a 5-star review from Alexa Bliss or Sheamus or you know what I would do? I would put on a fake face, right? Come up to Kevin Owens' booth, and then I would totally get this guy to fucking, under the guides that I was of, and you know he's going to act fake to me too, because he acts fake toward everybody, especially during WrestleMania Access, because his bosses are there and stuff, all of the stockholders from WWE and shit like that. Oh my god, he's got the biggest smile on his face, I swear, son. I wouldn't take pictures with him or anything, you know, like, that's just sus. You know, those are mind games right there. Mind games that, quite frankly, I don't want the internet to, like, be like, oh, you said that you weren't a Kevin Owens fan, but here's a picture of you meeting him at WrestleMania Access and shaking his hand. Oh, you must have been sucking his dick under the table. You know, like, I don't want any of that interaction right there. I'm not that type of person, but what I would want is for him to put sort of, help me put the final nail in his coffin by asking him to give me a 5-star review on like an app store or something. That would be so cool. And then he wouldn't even know it, but he'd be digging his own hole. Damn, it make me smile. Like, just gets me excited. That gets me giddy, man. Anyway, the name of that website, I'm a slimy person, guys. I'm so sorry. Oh, my God. I'm selling tickets to my downfall. Shout out to you, MGK. The name of that website is in the description below. Thank you all so much for joining me. Oh, my God. I just got the best idea ever, man. And the WWE having like over 500,000 employees around the world, not just wrestling employees, but also like production crew and cameraman, camera people. I shouldn't assume their gender. But anyway, what I mean to say is, you know, if it happens to happen that Kevin Owens maybe slides a 5-star review, and then after that, he sort of like, hey guys, here's a 5-star review that I gave this podcast. He told me to check it out. You know, I'd want him to check it out. I'd want him to hear all the things that I've said about him. I mean, if I'm going to say it behind your back, then odds are I'm going to say it to your face. But wouldn't that just be some ironic crap to see his face whenever he reads one of the titles of my episodes that says, like, Kevin Owens is a cancer and here's why, and all the other junk that I've said about Sami Zayn and him and a whole bunch of other, you know, maybe I'm a toxic individual. That's for damn sure. I'm talking about the one thing that I said that I wasn't going to talk about at the beginning of this episode. Anyway, I guess that's enough for me because I really don't have an episode for you guys. Because I couldn't get one out and I kept sitting here in my dark room thinking about the, oh man, I should definitely start on that episode, because if I don't, then I know what's going to happen. I'm going to wait until tomorrow and then I'm going to try to get it out, but fail to get it out because I looked at my schedule for work, and I hate to keep bringing up work as like some grandiose fucking response. As though, like I was talking about putting the nail in Kevin Owens' coffin. God damn, they're putting nails in my coffin. I already got 1 foot out the door and 1 foot in the goddamn grave. Because I don't want to be there. That's why I'm using these websites, man. That's why I'm using, like, what did I call it? Rewardy.io, I think that's the name of it. So, that's why I'm trying to help you guys, too, because odds are, you're not looking to look your boss in the face and then say, hey, you don't care to pay for Super Bowl tickets, do you? You know, like, you want to be able to pay for your own Super Bowl tickets, and for that matter, if he wants to fire you, if they want to fire me, I'll say, go ahead. I'm financially secure. You know, you can't do anything to me. I'm AJ Styles. I'm untouchable. And speaking of AJ Styles, they put Kevin Owens in a triple threat match against Logan Paul and Randy Orton. They put AJ Styles, who is, I won't say debatably, because there's no debate to be made. AJ Styles has worked harder overall in his career. He has worked harder than anything. Oh, yeah. Okay, so what I forgot to mention was the fact that they put AJ Styles up against someone who he knows very well from Impact Wrestling in LA Knight. So that's sort of why AJ is in a match with LA Knight, because they're trying to milk that whole... it's sort of a niche audience that knows that LA Knight used to play a character named Eli Drake, and Eli Drake and AJ Styles, I don't really think that they've really come to blows with each other, but if they have, then I must have missed it somewhere. Usually that doesn't happen, because usually I'm on top of things as far as Impact Wrestling goes, because I used to watch it a little bit. Watching AJ Styles, especially whenever he was at his peak AJ Styles, that no one gimmick that he had was incredible. where he wouldn't talk to anyone for the longest time, and the words that he wouldn't say would speak volumes. And that doesn't make sense to you guys who aren't wrestling fans. You guys who aren't wrestling fans, you will never understand what it was that AJ Styles did. He allowed his actions to do his speaking for him. Like the fact that the Cowboy James Storm came out, and I know that I'm just practically rambling about, I guess you could say, the good old days. But I mean, if this were a football podcast, some jackass would be talking about the good old days, whenever Jerry Rice was the quarterback, and he'd throw a football 10 yards down the road, and everybody would catch it, and then they'd go, ooh, hoop, hoop, hooray. God damn it. Who the fuck is Jerry Rice? Anyway, whenever James Storm practically came out, and I was watching highlights the other, like, few weeks ago, I guess it was, and AJ Styles was being interviewed by Jeremy Borash, and it's not that Styles couldn't get a word in edgewise, it's that Jeremy Borash just kept asking questions without waiting for, like, subsequent responses, and he was like, you know, like, imagine an interview going something like this. And what about the heart attack that you had last week, AJ? And another thing, what about your wife? You've been cheating on her, too. And then he goes over to, like, give the microphone to AJ, and then afterwards he maybe gives it to AJ for, like, a second, and then he pulls it back. You know, like, what kind of journalism is this? The wrong kind of journalism, that's what. And then, like, three questions in that AJ didn't answer, nor did he care to answer, because he kept staring at, like, the ring. He kept staring at the floor. All of a sudden, you hear, sorry about your damn luck. And then Cowboy James Storm comes in, and whenever he does, he's like, do it again, AJ. Do it again. I fucking dare you to do it again, boy. I'm talking to the same AJ Styles that sucker punched me last week, and I looked at the clip. He didn't sucker punch him. He clotheslined him. There's a difference. I was like, damn! He just got knocked the fuck out. But that was probably peak AJ Styles, in my opinion. Yeah, but they're practically going off of that. Also, back around to that point that I was trying to make earlier before I got off topic again. Kevin Owens hasn't, to my knowledge, if we were to map, and I mean literally map, from when Kevin Owens joined the WWE to, like, today, you'll find out that there's been an odd number of, like, and I don't mean odd, like, oh man, 1 and 3 and 5 are odd numbers. I mean, there's been, like, a big number that doesn't correspond with, like, a rest period. Usually whenever a professional wrestler has, like, a title, a championship title belt, you know, that they're vying for, usually whenever they either win or they lose, eventually, if they win, there's two roads that they can go down, right? They can win, and let's say that they win the championship belt. Okay, that's cool. Usually, they're not going to be given another championship shot, provided that, I mean, it's happened before, but usually, the minor champion doesn't necessarily go from being the minor champion to the major title holder, you know? So, what I mean to say is, if we were to map, like, Kevin Owens and all of his his wrestling inquiries as to how many title shots that he's had, how many titles that he's won in the WWE. I'm not worried about Ring of Honor. I'm not worried about, you know, whenever he played some other jackass over in some other company. I'm worried about WWE. You know, like, subsequent to him winning the championship, the rest period of the title being taken from him, and then how exactly, where exactly did the story go to fuel another rise in a championship belt? Like, hey, you've been doing great as of recent. You know, your storytelling's really improved. For that matter, I noticed that you've been doing some more passionate promos. We noticed that you're really active on social media, and your merchandising is starting to sell a lot more. You've been showing a lot more interaction to the crowd, and we're noticing that you're getting a lot more cheers, and your merchandise sales, as I stated before. We're thinking of a new t-shirt design, by the way. You know, like, your social media presence has really improved. A lot of things should go into the formula that makes you a champion, or for that matter, considered to be a wrestling champion. It's almost as if Kevin Owens gets nothing from that formula. He just has to show up, and then they pull him into the office, suck his dick, and then they say, hey, congratulations, you're the new number one contender for the United States Championship. Thank you, and next time that we need you, we'll call you. And then it's, but am I winning the match? Yes, you're winning the match. Oh my God, I love that guy. Every time I see him, you know, it's like... And I bet you that there would be a pattern if I was to map it. And then we would see, where's the rest period? Bet you, like, the last time that we went on strike was because they were the tag team champions, right? We might be doing that again. Sami Zayn is being considered, because he is in the match, is being considered for the Intercontinental Championship shot. I hope that the match, ding ding, here's how the match should go, okay? Ding ding, Gunter, Walter, whatever his name is, should walk outside the ring, grab the bell, the ring bell, grab a steel chair, smack Sammy in the head with it. Disqualification. And then after that, you know, he just gets to retain his belt, and then after that, he just gets to walk up the ramp. Easy payday. No say payday, because Sami Zayn once again does not deserve a championship shot. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This has been the Gut Wrench Podcast. My name is Mocha, and I would go into detail as to why he doesn't deserve a championship shot, but we've already done that, and I don't want to sound like a broken record. Once again, I already went over why Kevin Owens shouldn't get a championship shot. Sami Zayn is like the same fucking way. And why is Logan Paul the United States champion? You know, like, that's not fucking funny. Why is Randy Orton in the match too? Where did Randy Orton come from? It makes no sense. You want to know what they should have done? They should have put a three-way match for the United States Championship. You want to know who it should have been? If they wanted to do a three-way match for the United States Championship so bad, it should have been, hey, Kevin Owens, take a walk. Go take a long walk off a short pier. You're dead to me, you dumb bitch. Hey, AJ Styles, my man AJ, too sweet. Put AJ up there. Where's Finn Balor? Finn Balor, is he in the crowd? Yes, you, the demon, Finn Balor. Come here. You're going to join AJ. You're going to join AJ Styles. And by the way, bam, here's the United States title. Boom, problem solved. We took it off of that poser, Logan Paul. Logan Paul, go suck Kevin Owens' dick. Go take a short walk off a long pier. Or, I mean, a long walk off a short pier. Go post it to TikTok or something, you stupid fucking jackass. Randy Orton, you're out. You're out of the match. Tell you what, you've been here, what, 15 years? 2004, right? So let me think. Longer than 15 years. Yep. Tell you what, how about you go get lost? Yeah, you're not on the card for Mania. Sorry to hear it. You're out of here. Three-way match. We got two of our participants. We got Finn Balor. Boom, two sweep me. We got AJ Styles. Boom, two sweep me. That's what I'm talking about. Two-thirds of the Bullet Club right here. Well, more like two-hundredths, you know, because there's a lot of people in the Bullet Club. I'm not worried about it. Finn Balor, AJ Styles. AJ, you did have an opponent for WrestleMania. His name was Eli Drake. Come here, LA Knight, Eli Drake. I don't care what your name is. Get your ass up here. Like I said, I told Randy Orton to take a walk. Boom, two sweep me. You're in here too. There it is. Money-making match. There it is. Two high flyers in a... I'm not sure what LA Knight is. I'm... Two high flyers in a... I'm not sure. God damn it. And Gunther. You're in a match with Sami Zayn, right? Scrap it. Because you're now in a match with someone else who deserves possible title contention. Tell you what. You want to make a money match? You want to make a money match with Gunther? Here's what you do. You put Gunther with Bron Breakker. Even though I don't like Bron Breakker all that much, he's a much better, he's much better than Sami Zayn, is all that I'm going to say. He comes off a little bit generic to me because he's nothing more than just, oh, me big man. Me big man. Yes. Me big stone wall of a man. Yes. Me do poses all the time. Me pose for Muscle Magazine. You know, I don't even know if he's posed for a Muscle Magazine. That's not the point. Holy shit, man. This is stressing me out. We might go on strike again. You know, just because there's a 1-in-3 chance, and I hate to say that, but a 1-in-3 chance that Kevin Owens will win the United States Championship. Oh, no, a Canadian is United States champion. We've never heard of that one before. Yes, we have. He's had the title before, and he didn't deserve it then, and he doesn't deserve it now. Thank you all so much for joining me. The name of that website, by the way, is rewardy.io. There will be a link in the description below. Too sweet me, boys. That's a wrap. Or, instead of too sweet me, I mean, let's be honest. Scissor me, daddy ass! I love those guys. Oh, God. That's a wrap. Good night. Good night, everybody. Bang.